The InStyleOwen podcast is brought to you by Cybionics, an emerging CGM brand that focuses on simplifying how individuals aged 18 and above monitor and control their blood sugar levels. Upon becoming available on the market, the Cybionics GS1 CGM has helped users worldwide navigate the complexities of diabetes management with more confidence and peace of mind. Thanks to Cybionics, now more people are able to view and share their real-time glucose data, receive customizable glucose alarms, and generate full AGP reports, all directly from an intuitive Cybionics app, empowering them with the necessary information to make better decisions about their health. Cybionics combines data accuracy and comfort of wear, which is important to us all, with a feature-rich app. The 14-day scanning-free and calibration-free Cybionics GS1 CGM aims to deliver reliable, seamless diabetes management experiences. For more, check out cybionicscgm.com. How's it going? It's Owen here, and this is a bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast, Redefining Diabetes. Every week, we'll dip back into the episode archive and get you to think and reflect once more about some of the things we've learned from the podcast over the last few years. It could be some diabetic wisdom, advice, a great guest, or even a hypo story. So enjoy this bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast. Whoever you are, wherever you are, what you're doing, even the way you might be thinking right now around your diabetes, you can get what you want from it. I really, really believe that. And I really believe that even from a personal standpoint, because I've seen it over and over and over and over again with people. Even people I've worked with. It's like, start with 20% time in range, and then they're comfortably hitting 80, 90% time in range. And it's like, again, from my own perspective, it's almost like there are different levels and different stages in terms of what's required. And I can guarantee you, if I was to live my life consistently 90% time in range, compared to living my life consistently 20% time in range, those two Owens are doing very different things. And those different things that I might be doing will always come down to essentially daily decisions that I make. Now, I'm not saying in any way that there's any judgment towards somebody who is 20% time in range or 10% or 0%. It's not what I'm saying at all. The point that I'm trying to make is there are things in our control, there are things out of our control. But when we know the things that are in our control and when we take action on those things, I guarantee you, you'll see the benefits almost instantly. And to give an example of what those things could be, drink more water, get more sleep, look at the food that you're eating, know what's in the food that you're eating. Move more. Do something to relieve your stress. All these boring things that we're almost told about all the time. And what my clients are probably sick of me saying, and I don't really care because they continue listening to me say it, is your diabetes will always come down to seemingly boring, irrelevant tasks and decisions that come together for the big result. Always. There's no one thing that will make your management or bring your management where you want it. It's always the little things that add up. To give an example, if I was to drink 3 liters of water a day, but not look at the food I eat, not exercise, not pre-bolus, not sleep well, that water doesn't really help that much. If I was just to carb count, but not drink water, not sleep, not exercise, not move, doesn't really help that much. Or if I was just to pre-bolus and eat whatever the hell I want at whatever time, I'm dehydrated, I don't exercise, that pre-bolus doesn't really make a difference. But if I drink water, I carb count, I understand what's in my food, and I pre-bolus, those things come together to give you a pretty big result. And that result isn't just your time and range getting higher so you can give yourself a pat on the back. Nobody cares about your time and range. And what I mean by nobody cares about your time and range is nobody specifically cares about the number. It's what that number means that's the important part. Because I know that when I have a higher time and range, I have more energy, I can focus more, I'm happier, I have more time away from my diabetes, I can perform better physically, you're healthier. And I know that if I do that consistently, my A1C will be where I want it to be, and I'll be healthier.
I like that bit. It's kind of the more you look after your diabetes, the more time you will get away from your diabetes.
100%.
I like that bit, yeah.
And that's something that we can often forget. Now, again, look, this is always just from my own perspective, right? Somebody might be listening to this being like, what the hell are you talking about? That's perfectly fine. You're entitled to believe that or think that. But this is from my perspective. If my bloods aren't where I want them, or if they're constantly high or constantly low or fluctuating high and low, that's more physical and mental energy for me to try to get back on track. So I'm worrying about that more. So I can't actually concentrate on the things that I want. If I go to the gym, I'm thinking, oh, my bloods are dropping. My bloods are really high. Are they dropping or are they high? I can't focus on what I want to focus on then, if I'm not confident and comfortable with where my bloods are. So getting that time back away from your diabetes, in my opinion, is vital. Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Insulone Podcast. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you can check it out in the description. Chat to you soon.